We welcome you to this lecture that is part of our annual celebration of the ministries of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people. We have had a wonderful week of worship services, educational opportunities, and last night a concert that had this place rocking. And I expect that this morning we're going to be rocking again, but in a different key. We are thrilled to have with us a world-class New Testament scholar, Mary Ann Tolbert, who's going to be speaking to us about the Bible, the issue that had our picketers upset yesterday out in the driveway. The Bible is probably the most contested issue in among our many Christian groups, as well as others. And so whenever we have the opportunity to shed light on the scripture, we are blessed. To introduce our speaker today, our professor, Greg Carey, our professor of New Testament, who was one of Mary Ann's students, is going to offer the introduction.
It's an honor and a joy to introduce my teacher, whom I admire a great deal. Mary Ann Tolbert is George H. Atkinson Professor of Biblical Studies and Executive Director of the Center of Lesbian and Gay Studies in Religion and Ministry at the Pacific School of Religion. I had already written, Mary Ann is a world-class scholar and in important ways a pioneer in the field. For example, she was one of the first women to complete the PhD in Bible at the University of Chicago. Her first book, Perspectives on the Parables, An Approach to Multiple Interpretations, was among the first to appreciate the full implications of literary criticism for biblical studies, to see how and why the obsession for a single authoritative interpretation was both misguided and undesirable, and her Sowing the Gospel is a classic already in Markan studies. With Fernando Segovia, Mary Ann coordinated the Lilly-endowed project Reading from This Place, Biblical Interpretation and Social Location, a landmark in contemporary biblical studies, and that project changed my life as scholars from all over the world came to Vanderbilt to discuss what it means to read as representatives of particular reading communities and from particular points of view. The project resulted in two Reading from This Place volumes, one devoted to North America and the second global in scope, and a third volume, Teaching the Bible. Mary Ann's scholarly work has ranged from literary to psychoanalytical, social scientific, autobiographical, ideological, queer, and postcolonial ways of reading. The list is probably incomplete. She's been an effective advocate for underrepresented voices in biblical studies and a beloved mentor. In volume 28 of the journal Semeia, she edited one of the most influential anthologies of feminist interpretation of the Bible. And the Center for Lesbian and Gay Studies in Religion and Ministry, which she directs, aims to, quote, advance the well-being of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people, and to transform communities and the wider society by taking a leading role in shaping a new public discourse on religion and sexuality through education, research, community building, and advocacy. If you visit the PSR website, you'll find Mary Ann's sermon, Stop Begging and Start Preaching, which is simply a brilliant combination of insight from a world-class biblical scholar and engagement with the world. Go read it. Finally, a personal word. Mary Ann's one of the best classroom teachers I've ever seen, and I've learned as much from you, Mary Ann, as from anyone else. She's prone to deliver deadly accurate observations, and despite the temptation to keep talking, I'll share just these two. After reviewing a variety of methodological approaches to the New Testament, she once said something like, "You could be a literary critic or a social scientist, but why not be a New Testament scholar?" And once she remarked that many New Testament scholars have studied the ancient handbooks on how to speak and write effectively, but it seems that few have learned to do so themselves. Well, as I said, it's both an honor and a joy to introduce an acclaimed scholar who has no problems communicating effectively, Professor Marianne Talbert.